Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about how we should listen to a voice of reason other than our own. Years ago, when I was back in middle school, I would spend the winter school break visiting my aunt and uncle in Florida. They lived in one of those Del Webb communities, you know, the ones, golf communities engineered for empty nesters. There were no kids, and from what I remember, it didn't seem like a very active Del Webb community. To me, most of the people looked like they were in their late 70s, shuffling in and out of the complex, except for when I would meet a resident's grandkid my age. My time spent with my aunt and uncle was usually a pretty quiet visit. I spent most of my days at the nearby beach or pool, reading or sleeping. There was a very long bike path by the complex, and I would often insert a tape into my Sony Walkman and head up to the Publix grocery store several miles away. Sometimes I would ride a bike up to Publix and get a sandwich. But whatever I did, I never took the path beyond Publix. That's because my uncle would always tell me, there is nothing beyond the Publix. The road on the island stops after the Publix. So I listened to my uncle and never thought once of pedaling past Publix. I was such a good listener that for the almost 25 years of visits with my aunt and uncle, I never walked, biked, or drove beyond the Publix. And for 25 years, my visits were always enjoyable, but pretty sedate. Suffice to say, I got a lot of reading done throughout my high school and college years. Later, after I got married, my wife and I would continue the visits to Florida. When we visited with our kids, we would take them to the zoo or the aquarium, or we would just hang out by the pool. One thing is for sure, though, we never ever ventured past the Publix. Years later, our kids are now grown, and last year my in-laws retired to the same area where my aunt and uncle once lived. On a recent visit to Florida, my father-in-law and I took our bikes, and we started on the same path that I had traversed so many miles in years ago. Now wearing Bluetooth headphones and listening to Pandora, I pedaled on the path for about 2 miles until we came upon the Publix. I instinctively pressed my brake, stopped, and got off my bike, while to my surprise, my father-in-law continued to pedal ahead of me, beyond the Publix. When he looked back, he saw that I had stopped, and he yelled to me, inquiring if there was something wrong. I yelled back, "There is nothing over there. We need to turn around. There's nothing beyond the Publix." He looked perplexed as he rode back to me, and half laughing declared, "Oh, what the hell are you talking about, Sobel?" Just then, everything I thought I'd known about the bike path and what lay beyond the Publix was shattered. The path actually continued to go miles and miles beyond the Publix, and in fact, it went through a very busy area that reminded me of Fort Lauderdale in the 1980s. Curse you, Uncle! To think about the volumes of books I had read on my vacations when I could have been playing on the beaches and in the bars of Anna Maria Island. For me, my father-in-law's revelation was like the European explorers learning that the earth was round and not flat. I thought about the Florida bike path the other day when driving by a lunch spot near my office. It went out of business as fast as it had opened. The lunch-only seafood eatery exclusively sold crab rolls and seafood bisque. Imagine right here in the heart of a busy commercial district in Michigan. Who advised these people? I hope that they didn't liquidate their entire 401k to open their little seafood cafe. I once had a client whose dream it was to start an event company specializing in events only for people who like to dress up as pirates. You bet I said something to her. I was her dream crusher. But I know that I saved her from a whole bunch of financial heartache. That is why she hired me to be her legal counselor. And part of my job is to serve as a voice of reason. In my practice, I often observe this paradox. It seems that a person's ability to recognize the need for an objective voice of reason diminishes in direct proportion to the financial and legal impact of their decision. Looking back to my time on the bike path in Publix, I may have missed out on the fun that was Anna Maria Island, but my decision to end my ride before the Publix had little consequence. However, for serious business endeavors or where one's personal economy is threatened, the path to success requires a voice of reason other than our own. If you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.